And I don't, have you come across the history, the further back history of the site, Cathcart site?
Talk to me about it. What do you want to share?
Well, in looking in preparing the development project, particularly with regard to the sanctuary, which of course was all that was there in 1923 or 25 when the church moved in, I went to the Mitchell Library to look at the original plans. And that's where I discovered about the nail holding bacon, the nail holding bitumen. On the plans, there was no gateway.
Yes, that's right.
There was a road going through to the road at the back. So it was to be a corner site. So the church was built, the sanctuary was built, and the plan was for a churchy church,
a pointy one
to be built
at the front.
At the front. And I don't know what happened, but there were initial drawings, just more concept drawings. Now, I don't know what's happened to them.
I've got a drawing of the proposed extension in the 1830s, which is on the timeline, and it's in my study.
No.
No.
This is a drawing of a proper shack.
All right.
Now, I only got it just a year or two before we left, because a fellow, Donnie MacLeod, who was a deacon and had been property convener, he had it along with papers as property convener, and he produced them. I mean, he'd left the church. His wife still came to women's things and sang in the ladies' choir. I can't remember how he came, but the stuff he had came into my possession, and it was to be a red brick building,
Oh, was
a
it?
red stone a red
Red
sand a
sandstone,
red
yeah.
sandstone
Sandstone, yeah.
building. And it was to seat about 400 with a gallery,
Yep.
with a balcony.
Yeah.
And that was to go in front, and the sanctuary to be the hall. And that I think would have been about the late 1930s.
Yeah.
That was dated. Now, I don't know who I handed stuff to.
Right, okay. I know I've got a layout plan of a church like that, but no drawings, no.
I mean, there are no detailed drawings.
Aye.
It's just a front
Oh,
elevation
I haven't seen that. I haven't
and
seen
a
that.
ground plan.
Right, I've got the ground plan, but yeah,
All right.
I'll look around and
So
see
would
that.
that ground plan have told you much seating?
I think it did. I think it did. No, I won't have it.
No.
A copy of it. But if you come down, you'll see it in the picture that I've got on the timeline. If there's an elevation, I'll hunt around again, but I haven't seen an elevation of it, but that'd be fascinating
Yeah,
to
the
see
front
that.
elevation.
Yeah.
So, and then of course that did what whether anything would have happened if it hadn't been for the war, because I mean, yeah, I don't know what the membership would have been at that time, but then of course after the war the hall was built, and that wasn't straightforward either.
Was it not?
No,
Why is that?
because the front wall caved outwards.
Did it? Of the...
And you'll see ties.
Yes. So the front wall of the new hall.
The front wall of the new hall.
Caved out the way.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that's, it had to be tied in. That's why the...
When was it tied in?
I don't know. I mean,
before your time? Oh, yes. Before your time?
Oh, yes. I think it must have happened pretty
soon. Right.
You see, it was... It was well,